Bad news.
What?
Santa does not actually take advantage of children while their parents are asleep.
Damn it!
Why didn't you spoil it for Max?
What?
Why'd you have to spoil it for Max?
Make it not true. Or true?
Fort Max, why did you ruin Kaku Ranger?
And not only did you ruin that, but you've ruined Christmas as well.
It's the worst Christmas ever.
God.
Only Bratz babies can save us now.
This is the worst thing to happen since my sister ruined Christmas.
Okay, so if Santa doesn't take advantage of children while their parents are asleep, what does Santa do?
He wants to give gifts to good children.
Oh, that's bullshit.
That could be the same thing.
Okay, so I got to tell this story about how my sister ruined Christmas.
Of course you do.
Of course I do. All right, so we were kids, right? And I wasn't super young. Well, I don't even know how we were, 12 or something like that. I was 12. She was probably 10, or maybe, you know, I was 13 and she was 11, something like that.
For sake, JD, can we just move on?
Well, I don't know. Anyway, yes. So we're sitting there, like, when it's getting to be, you know, Christmas time and music is on and, you know, all that stuff. And my sister, like, turns to my mom and dad and she goes, you know, there's a song, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. And I think that's because Dad is Santa Claus and there's no real Santa. And my mom goes, yeah, that's true. There's no Santa. And it's us.
And at this point in your life, you hadn't realized that yet, JD?
I had realized it, but see, okay, here's the way it played out. So here's the backstory to it, which is like we got like a very special like Santa present every year. And in my mind, I knew that Santa wasn't real, but in my mind, like we only got like that special present because of like the Santa thing. And so to me, it was like this agreed thing where we just like, let's pretend that the Santa thing is real so we get the cool present, you know? And so there's my sister, like, in front of me going, and there's no Santa. And my mom's like, yeah, there's no Santa. And I was like, oh, you ruined it. You ruined it. We won't get the good present anymore.
Did you get the good present?
Yeah, we still got good presents because it turns out that mom and dad actually gave those to us. But I knew, but, you know.
You thought it was a condition.
I thought it was like a conditional thing, you know. I thought that we had to keep this like Santa thing going.
But love is conditional.
It is. Well, when you have a personality disorder, you tend to think that.
And you're right.
And sometimes you're right. Yeah. But anyway, yes. So,
JD, I have to share with you. Everything in life is conditional.
It is, man. There is a limit, apparently, to everything. It's like you could be married to someone. You could be married to someone for like 30 years and like have, you know, otherwise a great relationship. And you're just like, honey, I think it's that time I tell you that I touch young boys. And they go, nope, done. Bye. And you're like, no. But. So that was a lesson for you.
The relationship's great until that one time they stab you.
Oh, for shizzle.
And some people just won't ever get over that. I mean, God.
I know.
Picky?
You know? You're best of buds, and then you stab somebody, and they just won't let it go. You know? Get over it. People stab other people all the time. I had a friend that was telling me that she was telling me that she had a friend that like she was in the middle of like having sex with this dude and he like pulled a knife out and started like slashing her ass with it, like knife play. Yeah.
That seems like a thing that should be, you know, brought up beforehand.
I know. I was like, oh my God.
Are we certain that she was telling the truth?
I mean, yeah. I mean,
if you were going to make something up, don't you think you'd go a little bit better than that?
But apparently, like, the girl was into it, but, like, I would clear that ahead of time, you know? I might, like, feel that out at least, you know? Like, dinner? You know, I was thinking we should probably...
So, hypothetically, if I were to... If I were to bring a knife to bed, if we how were would in the you feel of... about that?
What are your thoughts on carved ham?
This is Superhero Time with XV.
What is all over my phone?
Hey, Mickey.
If I was on a Mac, I'd sound more douchey.
Paladin.
Bring it on, pony f***ers.
Ken. JD Church.
What's that sexuality?
And Fort Max.
It's Pikachu.
So this is
too, bitch.
This is Superhero Time, 47 minutes late, all because of Paladin. And this week we don't even have to take a vote to determine whose fault it is.
It's like scientifically
JD's fault, right?
You in that.
As we established last week, it could just as viably be Ken's fault. It all depends how the crowd moves.
I was here before anybody else.
That is why it's your fault.
I'm not calling a vote.
And did you make scones for anyone? No.
No. No.
You didn't even bring scones back from your grocery store, Ken.
What's up with that? Not even like the stale ones.
Scones. I just gave them for the homeless.
Scones and English muffins are the same thing, right?
Oh, right.
Those are just English muffins, right?
I imagine feeding the homeless with scones, and you, like, break parts off and, like, throw them at them like pigeons.
How do you break parts off the homeless?
You do actually donate all our day-old, so.
There you go. But it'd be awesome, though, you have the homeless people, like, show up at the back, and you're like, tick, 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 and you're, like, throwing.
And
the homeless people, like...
If you wait until it gets cold enough and the homeless people freeze solid, you probably could break parts off of them without too much trouble.
Totally. No, I saw Scrooge. I know how it
works during the wintertime.
I've seen Scrooge. I know how it works. What? People watch that movie.
Isn't that movie, like, 30 years old?
Something.
I'm looking forward to it. It's a Wonderful Life, too, personally.
Oh, I did hear about that.
Okay, so
that's a movie that
which already makes itself depressing because they, like, have the daughter cast as an angel, which means she's dead.
Yeah, but it was like, I mean,
I know,
yeah.
But still, when you start out with that as your premise, it's like, no, that's really kind of disheartening.
On a similar note, let's talk about toilet paper for just a second.
Yeah, really.
Okay, the brand Angel Soft, right?
Okay.
They've got pictures of babies on their packaging.
Okay.
Oh, God. I see where this is going.
Babies, angels, baby angels, dead babies.
Dead babies.
It's toilet paper that's as soft as wiping your ass on a dead baby.
Oh. Wow.
Which, of course, brings us around to what I saw at the grocery store the other day, which was one of those bath scrubbers in the shape of a penguin. Because everyone wants the luxury of scrubbing your own ass with a penguin.
But you didn't want to get Santa, right?
Well, that's just creepy, man.
Well, that's kind of like when the bear and the rabbit are, like, standing next to each other taking a shit. And the bear turns to the rabbit and he says, "Hey, do you mind having shit on your fur?" And he's like, "No, not really." So the bear picks the rabbit up and wipes his ass with it.
Hey.
So, see, what the problem is here, which I'm explaining to the audience, not you guys, what the problem is here, we've already been talking for over an hour about Toku-related stuff, so we're kind of bored with that, and this is just what happened. We're basically in post-show superhero time at the start of the show.
We're switching it up,
man. No idea where this is going to go, then.
We worked out all of our nerd stuff. We're already talking about poop.
Let's be fair. That sometimes just crops up whenever it likes to.
Okay, yeah. So one
sometimes
thing...
it just pokes out whenever you don't expect it.
So one thing we didn't talk about yet, the new Garo information. Paladin, why don't you run that down for us?
Bring it back.
Well, this weekend was Garo Day in Japan.
There's a day for that?
Is that like Kiyaku?
Yes, there
day?
Is. And first, we got a Tiro for that Zero spinoff that's been hinted at for a while. That starts in March, and it'll only last 6 episodes.
Cool. And they're actually using suit.
Looks okay, I guess. And there's a new Garo series. I'm not even going to bother to try and pronounce its name because I will butcher it.
Bother anyway.
It's not really that hard. It's Makai no Hana.
Yeah,
I'd find a way.
Yeah, I was about to say that Hana, I could probably say it, but then...
Makai no Hana as in
Makai Knights.
Flower of the Makai?
Yeah, Flower of the Makai.
That begins in April and stars Raiga, the son of Koga.
And it's interesting.
Koga gets laid?
That's kind of half the plot. The first two seasons.
It's more the plot of the second season than the first, but yeah.
Yeah, first season is, bait.
But not jail bait, just...
No, let's get that clear, yes. Not
jail bait.
And she's definitely not jail bait in the second season.
Yeah.
In addition, there's a Garo anime on the way.
Ew.
Which is weird, because without the limits of CGI or the suits, I'd like to see how the Makai Knights could really fight.
And isn't that being headed by Kobayashi?
Is it?
Let me see.
You get a good study on that. That might be interesting.
That's the trick. You know, Paladin
no
makes...
release information for the anime. It's just listed as in the works.
Paladin makes a good point as to not being limited by actual actors and the cost of doing the stunt work or even CGI and how crappy it is in Japan, but you have to get a really good animation house doing that to make the fight scenes worthwhile.
Yeah, at the very least, Kobayashi has worked on Garo before, even if it was only an episode or two.
And yes, it says your original story written by Yasuko Kobayashi.
That's
a double-edged sword, though, XV, because, you know, without being having the actors, you have a really good animation studio to make the non-combat scenes compelling.
That yeah, too.
And they won't care if you set them on fire again.
Because, you know, anime doesn't really do such a great job of expressing emotion in serious scenes.
It no,
comes
it
across as being stiff a lot of times.
Well, it depends on the animation studio, the director especially.
Yeah. Yeah.
Finally, we're also getting a sequel movie to The One Who Shined in Darkness.
Sure.
Oh, good.
With returning cast. It doesn't say who, it just says returning guest.
I'm sure most of them will be back.
But not Barai.
Because they're not busy. Yeah, other than Barai.
Barai's kind of,
Spoiler.
Spoiler.
Okay.
Spoiler for 3 months ago.
Spoiler for when we talked about it to death already.
Yeah.
But, I'm interested. And it does note that besides Raga, there was another Makai Knight in the... series, but they obviously don't have much of the CGI done yet, so I'm wondering if how many suit actors they're going to be besides Garo himself, because they are actually using the suit again this time.
It's like the Metal Hero suits that Toei developed. You know, they got a lot of money in that Garo suit. They gotta use it
and
as often
suit.
As they can.
Mm-hmm. So, yay, Garo.
Yeah, lots of it.
I guess
it's kind of notable when some of the Metal Hero suits the G-Bond suit that they made for the Gokai movie, it had more screen time in the net movie.
And there's Fort Max GPS going off track again.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I guess this now this show that Garo for now is still making money and is an annual franchise now.
Well, it sounds like we're going to have 3 different series next year or, you know, next year into early 2015.
The anime could take longer than that. We don't know.
Yeah.
That's why I was just saying into early 2015. But considering... Because
you have the Zero series in March and then following right after it will be the Raiga series, so...
Considering the density of Garo series up till this point, you know, where there was that whole, 5-year stretch of basically nothing...
Yeah.
I'd say it's doing better now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Much better. And at least it does still, have that break It's not like Super Sentai and Kamen Rider where it's just endless. And they probably benefit more from having that break.
Yeah.
I kind of wonder if their big boost came from sort of a worldwide not liking the other toku on the air, so it's giving Garo a chance finally. this is actually is pretty good.
I think I think
he did really well.
And I think that probably the last series also benefited from basically being a soft reboot.
Did. And the Raiga series might be able to have its cake and eat it too, because it'll have obvious, much tighter connections to the original shows, but they don't necessarily have to use all those characters, so they can probably also carry on their own as well.
Mm-hmm.
Although I will be surprised if you don't get some cameos here and there on that one.
I mean, they can just use all the existing actors with no age makeup because they're Japanese and they never look older.
Exactly! Like, oh, here's your father, Koga. He looks about the same age, but...
At least he
had some interesting times in his youth.
There's an Ankh Lockseed?
Yes, yeah, there is.
That's amazing. I need that.
And it still won't explain how they brought him back to life.
Maybe that is how they brought him back to life.
We do know how they brought him back to life. They managed to get the technology to fix the metals.
Oh, of course.
Sure, Formax.
I like the look of Gaim's new scooter thing, by the way.
New scooter thing?
Yes, the Dandeliner.
The Dandeliner.
Is that its actual name?
Yes.
Well, fitting that Greedon's where I, as considering
Ornak.
Ornak.
Let's not start that. But since he and Kurokagi seem to be like the Team Rocket of this show,
they're Ren's second Crumple Zone.
If they were the Team Rocket of the show, I would want them to have a giant Lockseed balloon that they ride around in.
And they'd have to be blasting off at the end of each episode.
I'd be fine with that, too.
Seem to be well on their way to doing that, actually. So
I'm still going to be calling them Lenny and Swiggy, though.
Yeah, Gridon and Kurokage are being released in arm chain series with the Bucks.
Kaku Ranger probably still has what is going to be the best use of hot air balloon in all of Sentai.
Yeah, thanks for that, Fort Max.
I'm not buying this as a dandelion at all.
It's a dandelion seed, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the point.
Okay, whatever.
We talked about this. Eventually, they were going to run out of fruit.
Woohoo, Ornak.
Yes, but except the Lockseed doesn't remind me of a dandelion at all. It's like a yellow circle with silver tech around it.
It's a yellow circle. That's dandelion.
Well, you are from Detroit, so you don't have flowers there.
Neither is a dandelion.
At least they are getting to them in arms change.
Yes, unfortunately, there's no sign of Bravo in the arms change line.
I think we'll have a Bravo. Because, I mean, he has a lot more... His suit is a lot more intricately designed than Greedon or Kurokage, so I think they're probably going to give him a little bit more attention than...
I need a toy of Mr. Dangerous. So.
If nothing else... If nothing else, he could probably get a Figuarts.
I wouldn't go that far either.
I'm sure we'll get
it. But the Figuart wouldn't have any fruit unfolding over him, so...
I'm sure we'll get Arms Change Bravo. At this point, I'm going to be surprised if we don't get Arms Change.
Look, 7 riders already on the way to 11. Somebody's going to get left the f*** out.
I haven't left anybody out yet.
They just started the damn thing.
I know, but
we'll get lucky and Paladin will be right, and we won't get the things that we want.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, sure. But I mean, look at it. That's Arms Chain 7, and they seem to be making good progress towards making the majority of them. We have 7 riders so far. And
it'll definitely be good for them financially, because according to all reports, Gaim is on track to be the highest-selling rider series.
Isn't that almost every rider series?
That's in those.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember
Low sales. People hated Wizard, rightfully, but Gaim is really shooting up there in numbers.
Yeah,
what happened to Forze?
Apparently Japan hates Forze as much as GoBusters.
Huh.
Maybe Japan hates space.
Maybe Japan hates things.
Maybe they're just bitter that they never got there.
I think Japan hates entertainment.
Sengoku.
That's not even the words, JD.
I wasn't. Yeah.
No, he's singing about Dragon Ball.
Yes.
Dragon.
No, Sengoku.
I got the joke.
Explain the joke, and it was still funny.
I know.
Did y'all discuss already how awesome Just Live More is?
Mickey's undecided, actually.
Yeah, we discussed it, though.
It's strange. It's not exactly as coherent as I would have liked it.
It's
not necessarily bad either.
I'll tell you, it's more coherent than I expected it to be.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Because I've been having bad luck with this season.
In the past couple seasons, really, like I said earlier, like the Attack on Titan first opening, that if you get the full version, it kind of gets to a point where it's like, what the f*** just happened here?
Yeah, nobody
and
cares
that
about
is
that character.
When it gets past the part that's in the...
In the actual opening,
anime side, the TV size one.
It just didn't get kind
that,
of...
That it just falls apart.
It goes way off the f***ing rails.
And not in a good way.
The second one fared a bit better, but... Still not as... Even in the TV size one, of that was still better.
You know, Kill music. Full-size versions for those are pretty damn good.
The ending theme for Kill la Kill is great, but that's not what we're here to talk about.
I don't even know what you're talking about, but I don't care.
Yeah.
That's fine. Nobody else does either.
You wouldn't like Kill la Kill anyway.
That's probably true, because I don't even completely like Kill la Kill.
Yeah. But no, you hate Gurren Lagann as it is, so you definitely wouldn't like
that. That's true, I don't like Gurren Lagann.
Yeah, you would probably not like this at all.
I wish I liked Gurren Lagann, but it's just bad.
Please, everybody.
Wow.
This is Superhero Time, the all post show edition. But yeah, I am pretty happy with the full size of Just Live More. I have it on continuing loop a lot.
So don't say no, go buy it.
When it comes out next month.
I'm sure everyone will do that.
Yeah.
All the Japanese people who listen to this show will go out and buy Just Live More.
Right.
So, Super Mega Force toys?
Not in my hands. Okay. Why?
Wait till Friday.
I hate people.
That's not an uncommon complaint, JD.
They don't really look that good anyway.
They look great. People, Paladin?
I agree,
people don't look that great in general.
I look great. I can look at all kinds of things and see what they are.
It's an ugly, ugly world out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like somebody's got feedback into their microphone.
Who?
I don't know, I just hear a buzzing.
Yeah, I'm starting
in the background
to hear it, too.
I hear it, so it's not me.
Am I lagging a bit, by the way?
I don't think so.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and assume it's me, and I'll go ahead and unplug.
Nope, must be JD.
Nope.
Okay.
Or Fort Max.
That's never Fort Max. Fort Max is the breath sounds.
Well, regardless, the Super Mega Force Gokaio can limb swap with most of the recent Megazords, and that is awesome. It's an improvement over the Japanese version.
At least the past 4 years of stuff.
And probably Jungle Fury as well.
I don't know if anyone's tried that.
It certainly raises interesting possibilities. We were talking before the show about when the Legacy Dragonzord comes out, and you could have Dragonzord Fighting Mode Gokaio, or you know, some better name based on that. Because I don't think
split the Dragon Zord, you know, and make the funny little hat for Gokaio.
I was just going to say, I don't think it would open wide enough to get around Gokaio's shoulders.
Oh, I don't know.
But if it could, that'd be great, because it's already got the guns in the shoulder thing, so you could, like, double-decker guns.
And so like, there are fist
guns for the American release.
With enough patience. Yeah.
Instead of pirate fish hat, we'd have a pirate dinosaur hat.
Pirate dinosaur hat.
Pirate dinosaur? That sounds amazing.
I think
they got something to shoot for in the 40th anniversary.
Yeah, we got a new level to aspire to here. That's pretty fantastic. I think by the time the 40th anniversary rolls around, we'll be ready for another Dinosaur Sentai anyway.
In 2 years? Like 2 or 3 years, really?
Or do you mean the American 40th anniversary?
Yeah, the American 40th.
Oh, the American 40th. Surely by then.
Yeah.
Don't call him Shirley.
Yes, and don't call me Shirley.
Yeah, the most intriguing thing about the American version of Gokaio is the cross-compatibility with the previous Megazord toys.
And all the pegs!
That's kind of how the
has its one unique add-on Zord.
Yeah, the Battlezord tank.
Actually, it's got... Well, if you count the bikes, I mean, that's a whole nother
thing.
Nobody,
don't.
Nobody counts
Why
the
would
bikes.
You not count the bikes? They're from
nobody
different series.
Because they suck!
Oh, God.
So, the red Battlezord tank is clearly... based off the Pat Stryker mold?
It looks like it, yeah.
Yeah.
So what other things can we get from existing toolings?
Well, they could retool the lion into a Jungle Fury homage.
Yeah.
But that's what the other bike is, we think.
The bikes don't count!
But the bikes don't count! Rah!
Magi Dragon could be done into a Megaforce homage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd buy that. I mean, I wouldn't pay for it.
That Striker could be retooled again for Operation Overdrive.
Or it could not, and we could forget that happened.
I admit that's the preferable option, but still.
Now, Turbo, they could do it for Turbo.
Yeah, that would work.
Turbo would totally
In fact, they wouldn't even really need to retool it. They could just recolor it.
Or unpaint it.
But whatever.
Just leave it red, not put any paint on it, be fine.
Yeah. Paladin, what are you doing over there?
Trying to fix my headset.
Okay. Yeah, if they wanted to, they could really expand on the add-ons with just simple remolds to these first, five add-on sets? Ah!
What the hell was that?
Who the hell is that?
Who's got the vibrator?
It's not me.
Max?
Is someone shaving too close to their microphone?
Fort Mac.
Somebody pulled out their Hitachi.
Okay, so it was Fort Max.
Yep, it was Fort Max. Wow.
Was causing that.
And now your audio's gone to shit.
He's a lot quieter now.
Are you complaining?
I didn't say that.
Can you hear me now?
No.
No.
Barely.
What?
Good. Yes, we're on the Skype call for over an hour before the show starts, and this doesn't happen. It waits until we're actually recording the show.
Yes, of course.
Because this is Superhero Time. The most professional podcast on the internet. Do we have any more news to talk about?
Well, I don't know what the hell you talked about before I got here.
Me either. Garo and Megaforce Toys is probably enough.
Surely.
Yeah, we can save the unimportant stuff for next week since there'll probably be less news.
Or we can just not talk about it at all and that'll be fine too.
Yeah.
So Megaforce ends next week.
Hooray.
I'm kind of curious actually about how they're going to end it.
It ended this week. Well, the 20th episode was this week.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I was reading it was this coming Saturday.
Episode 20 was this week. If it goes to 21, then...
No, it's 20 episodes, I think. Let's see here.
I have 20 in my DVR.
Let's go to Hulu.
And wait through 40 minutes of ads.
No, they don't have ads on that for Hulu Plus.
Oh, you bitch.
Kids shows don't.
You suck.
I'll find it. Well, now it does. They didn't have ads on it.
So you paid them for Hulu Plus, and they're giving you ads anyway.
Yep.
And that's why Netflix is winning.
Well, I use Hulu Plus on my tablet and iPhone, and
it does say that's episode 19. Why do I have 20 episodes in my thing? Okay.
Is one of them special in there?
Okay, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, it's just episode 19.
The Halloween special is being marked as the production numbering puts it as the last episode of the season, but
next episode should be the end.
Okay, I got it. So yeah, we just watched Messenger. The next one is going to be the last. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what it is. They're not counting the holiday episode as that's stupid. Whatever. Anyway.
That's Megaforce.
They're counting it, but it aired out of production order if you want to get really technical about it. Which I have to do because I think Fort Max can't talk to us anymore.
Right.
I haven't been paying attention to
a damn
thing. And we can't hear you anyway, so it balances out.
Right. So anyway, yeah, I did watch 19, though.
How terrible was it?
It wasn't that bad. It was a little strange. It's the episode title is The Messenger. They used some ghost sage or enemy and just said that he was an envoy of the Armada.
Yeah, I guess that's the Zangyak.
Yeah. Okay. And they did show the Zangyak showing up at the end of the episode, but basically the Rangers like started out by celebrating and like, remember all the cool people we killed? That was fun, wasn't it? They're like having a party with Gosei and everybody and like hanging out. But you know, Troy's kind of like, it doesn't seem like it's over. Is he looking at all the Ranger keys? And they're like, dude, lighten up. So Metal Alice like goes through the wreckage and finds what's his name, Vrak, and she like turns him into a cyborg, and then he spends most of the episode beating the shit out of the Megaforce Rangers, and then at the end they're just like, I don't even have to beat you. You guys suck so bad. We're just gonna let you live so that you can see the Earth destroyed, and then it ends with the Armada showing up. So yeah.
That would really seem better as a season-ending cliffhanger, wouldn't it?
It would. That's why I thought it was, because I'm like, oh, this is perfect. This is like cliffhanger, and then just go into the next series. But apparently it's not, so.
I'm really curious as to how they're going to transfer the powers over.
Yeah. I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised if the Silver Ranger shows up and gives them the powers.
Here, new powers.
Mm-hmm.
I would not be surprised if what is it? Zordon wannabe? What's his name? Gosei.
Gosei.
If he just says, "Oh, here, you need these more powerful powers I've had all along, but didn't give to you."
Well, they have had the keys sitting there all season.
Yeah. Yeah.
So all they really need somebody to do is bring them cell phones.
Right. Which will be way better than those big, gaudy Gosei morphers they've been carrying around and talking to.
They carry around
no one noticed them.
Pants.
Yeah, they're not as compact and versatile as like the Power Ranger communicators.
No.
Or phones.
This is just a fancy iPhone
did you say
case.
Soda
it's
phones.
Cool.
Yeah, don't you remember when Fort Max said that?
Soda phones.
Like I would remember what Fort Max says.
I thought Paladin was the one that said that.
Was it?
Who knows?
Maybe it was both of us.
Either way, it's still hilarious.
Soda phones. Shinkinger.
Anyway, I'm going to end the call real quick, see if that fixes things.
That's back to the normal volume now.
Yeah, you're good. No.
That's really kind of inconvenient, Fort Max.
Especially considering how it's fixed now.
Yeah. Everything's good.
I can't tell if you're lying or not.
No, honest. Seriously, you're at full volume now.
Honest, okay. It's fixed. You're
it's
absolutely
good enough.
You're
Let's
absolutely
get on
fine.
We're not being hilarious. This is the truth.
I'm being hilarious. I don't care what the rest of you are doing.
Of course you are. We believe you.
Just like Fort Max is completely back to normal. There's no problem whatsoever. So yeah, Megaforce is over with.
Yeah, so to wrap up that one point, but I don't know, you guys would probably know, there was some
white robot dude that they were saying was the envoy. And he has this, he had this like defense move where like all his armor like came off and became a shield. And it was
isn't
like
Ultra Magnus.
I don't know. Anyway, he called the, when he did the call out for it, he called it Royal Shield. I'm like, okay. Yes,
I don't remember it. That. Maybe it's a Ghost Ager thing from after I quit.
It must have been, yeah, Paladin? It is a Ghost Ager thing.
I mean, did Rex pick up his head and shoot it after he got defeated?
He hasn't been defeated yet.
Okay, if that happens, I might know who it is.
Oh, yep, that's the Zangyak, all right. That's the Gigant Horus.
Mm-hmm.
It is the only Space Fleet footage they have.
Yes.
Yeah.
So odds were it was
recycle in space.
Well,
there and
was actors and stuff.
Yeah, but they did say the prince's arrival, so they are going with. I mean, whoever Wald Skill is going to be, I mean, prince something.
The name's
prince
out there with the toys, isn't it?
Hmm.
The name's out there with the toys.
Is it on the toys? I didn't.
Yeah. Or is he just evil bigger space alien?
No.
That was the best thing.
You know what's funny? The toys for him has the exact same problem the figure art has.
Which is?
The tassels on the wrist?
Yeah.
That can be fixed with a scalpel and some actual tassels, though.
Yeah.
But cool. How great is it we're going to get a Wald Skill figure that we can walk into a store and buy?
But what you do is you invert the tassels, and then that's a different thing.
The great thing, though, in terms of toy naming was the first wave of Jungle Fury, where Rio was evil space alien.
Still. It's always an evil space alien.
That's how I remember it from Geki Ranger, though.
Right. And, you know, there was totally evil space aliens in Jungle Fury, too.
That would explain a lot in Jungle Fury.
No, nothing explains a lot of Jungle Fury.
Except RJ.
Every series needs one of those. So Gaim?
Every series needs one of those, too.
I can't think of any reason to say no.
So just summarize more. Anyway, Mickey?
Alright, so we left off last week with Tweedledee and Tweedledum popping out their driver saying, oh snap, look what we got.
And it goes well for them at first.
Well, they transform into a pine cone and an acorn.
And they name themselves. And then
no.
They don't name themselves.
One names them.
Yeah, one names both of them.
And it really doesn't matter how you translate it. One of them gets given a dumb name.
Yeah. I'm the name, the one, the guy names himself essentially
Black
awesome
Shadow.
Cool guy or something.
He named himself Black Shadow.
Yeah, Black Shadow. Yeah.
And you're Acorn with, and you're Acorn with the letters rearranged.
There's one thing I noticed with these two. Do you notice, like, when they transform, their dynamics shift entirely? Because, like, when they're not transformed, Jonouchi seems to kind of take charge. But when they're transformed, Hase seems to make him look like an idiot.
Yeah,
I have
make,
no
make
idea who these people are,
kids, when he transforms.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So they transform, and, you know, they say, okay, Baron, we've got your back. They mean, we're going to slice your back open.
That's good. We're going to position it perfectly so that we can place the knife just so.
And it's a good tribute to like to Kaiwa's suit acting, because you can almost see the expression on Gaim's face through the helmet. He's like, the f-?
It's going to be a real shame when he eventually retires from that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe there's somebody even better than him that's not getting a chance to shine.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Possible.
Probably not.
But, just again, a testament to the fact that Takai was awesome.
You know, he's this way because he's been doing this for like 40 years.
Yes.
No, and he's been suit acting in Rider since Aurex.
Well, he had so one
not quite
suit...
40 years, but he's up there.
Yeah, he had one suit acting role in an episode or three of Aurex, and then it just kind of went on from there.
Yeah.
So anyway, Coney and Corny, they bust Baron's ass so hard that he demorphs. And at which point, Team Gum says, you know, maybe we should stop them from murdering him. That's probably the good thing to do.
Yeah. Well, at least Kota gives the charge and Mitchy just kind of follows along.
For a change?
Yeah.
So, Gaim takes on a Pinecone and busts the shit out of him with a thousand needles attack. And
regrettably, he does not pick them all up and hit him with it. Yet.
And Acorn tries to turn Ryugan into wine with his all-powerful bonk you on the head attack, which I f***ing love.
What could be better than a writer whose main weapon is a big hammer?
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Just, it's not even very big, is it?
He's walking around with a cartoon mallet.
It's like a not as cool Mjolnir.
Yeah.
You can almost hear it go kabong.
Yeah.
That's the only way that he would be better is if he was carrying around the guitar and playing El Kabong.
Now it mentions like a giant guitar falling out of the sky.
With the stage.
So, because Kota kicked Pinecone's ass so hard, he got his lock seed.
Yeah, and Ryugan.
Which
got
is, I guess, they doesn't really matter if they're doing it according to the rules or not now, because there's no way they're
fighting
against the lock seed.
That was a lot of talking all at once, and I have no idea what any of you said.
The writers have been incorporated into the rules.
I know, but they weren't in an official ring match or anything. They're just kind of beating each other's ass. It didn't seem very official.
It seems to be now that it seems almost like it initializes.
Now, of course, the reason why, of course, Baron gets to keep his seed because he got own killed.
Like, bear in mind that these were sold by Sid also, so the rules are probably already built into the damn things.
And how are they officiating the match anyway? I don't see anyone with any cameras around. But they just have, like, floating cameras everywhere in the city.
Yggdrasil is watching.
Yes. Yggdrasil is like the NSA. They know everything you do.
That's right.
Yggdrasil has branches and roots all through the world.
God. That was terrible.
Yes, it was.
I was just like...
I hate you for that.
No.
God.
That's why I'm so pleased right now.
You should be ashamed of yourself. That wasn't even good, terrible.
It was good, terrible because of the pain it causes you. I'm very proud of it.
You would be.
Speaking of people being in pain, Baron is clutching his ribs and Gom's like, oh, here, let me help you up. Aren't you glad we helped you? We helped you because we're friends, right?
Like, dying of fire.
No, go away. And, you know, Mitchy shakes his hand and totally isn't thinking of, you know, like, killing him in his sleep at some point over Mai or anything.
Not yet, anyway. It's too early in the series.
Yeah.
Give him time.
So Team Gum gives themselves high fives. And we cut over to DJ Chocolate Thunder hanging out with all the lock seeds for some reason.
He always has a lot of lock seeds. Always.
How does he get so many classy lock seeds? I am suspicious.
Spoilers! DJ Sakura is the final villain.
That would be so amazing.
Can you imagine him just, like, not dropping character, but kicking everybody's
It would be
ass?
Great to have a final villain with charisma again.
Mm-hmm.
Ryder doesn't have a problem with that. Like, even in Double, the final villain did not have what you would call charisma.
No.
No.
So, meanwhile, back at Ernie's Juice Bar, Sid is stroking his last driver, going, I wonder who I'll give this to. Let's see. Teen Gaim wastes time back at their base while Kota goes to apply for a job that he's completely unqualified for.
We don't know that. He could have been applying for, like, a delivery job. They never say what job he's applying for.
His last job was delivering curry and spilling paint on people. I don't think he's really qualified to work at a Class A French pastry shop.
Yes, but that's not the reason why he's said to be unqualified.
That is true, because we introduced the best character in the entire series, hands down.
Yes!
Yeah, Alfonso Oren.
Girl is fierce.
Totally.
The rector had fun with this.
I absolutely
and
love
the actor the
writer.
I love Kamen Rider's trend to, like, let's get as many transvestites in the show as possible they've got going on here now. From the donut shop to this.
Mm-hmm.
It would be great if in one episode he mentions he has a cousin that sells donuts.
Yeah.
The movie war.
Oh, because we all know each other. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yes. I was like,
That's racist.
That's Japan.
I don't know if that's... Well, it's... I don't know, what would that be?
Well, look at it like this. Japan is not entirely sensitive, so it wouldn't be surprising.
Exactly!
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, the point of the whole matter is that Kota's outfit sucks.
And he's an Aquarius.
Yes.
Yeah. Double fail.
But it gets better when he gets home. I really love the way Kota's actor handles the next scene at home.
I'm back. Yes. I suck.
And then Maya arrives. Sweets from the best pastry shop in town.
And you can just visibly see Kota's urge to kill rising in his face.
Yeah.
I assume Team Gaim is still pulling in money from the Invest game to be able to afford pastry from that shop.
Yes.
I'd hope so, anyway.
Either that or Maya just walked in and said, oh, I'm a Scorpio. And he like said, okay, get these for free.
Yeah. Yeah, really. I can get some for free then.
No, not you. No.
Right.
So as they're orgasming over these cakes, we get lots of soft filter flashbacks to Mr. Dangerous just chewing on that scenery.
Oh, man. It's amazing.
Well, Kota completely forgets how to use a fork and picks up a piece of cake with his hand.
And drops it.
God damn it, Kota. This is why you can't have a job.
I mean, at least
you don't know how to use simple utensils.
He's more competent than AG, but, you know, he's still...
Do they have forks in Japan?
Well, yes. Mai and Kira
evidently they do. The girls are using them.
Oh, okay.
What do you think they eat their soup with, JD?
It's because the girls have manners.
I always envisioned that finding forks in Japan is sort of like finding chopsticks here.
Where you can go into any grocery store and buy a 10-pack?
No. Like, you go into a restaurant, like, you know, and you're like, hey, can I get chopsticks? And they're
but
like,
they weren't in a restaurant. They were in a home.
Yeah, whatever. Still, people don't have them in their home. Except, well, I do, but that's because I'm weird.
Meanwhile, at Team Baron's palatial estate.
I'm not really sure how palatial it is. We never see more than just that one room and the little
and it's
balcony.
It's located right next to the highway for some reason.
It's just a room and like, upstairs.
Look, they already have like 5 sets in this show. That's way more than Toei normally has.
So one of them's going to disappear eventually, I think.
Totally.
I don't even think Team Gaim's headquarters is a set. I think that's just the garage where they keep all the equipment between shoots.
Probably. Then they have to rent that apartment out for Akira and Kota.
Yeah.
That's probably the more expensive one. They're using an actual apartment.
They just sublet it on the weekends.
So Team Baron is all like, so, leader, our plan's kind of falling apart and all our partners are abandoning us.
And Red Hot just says, you guys, and walks out.
And yeah, all of his response is like, yeah, whatever, I didn't like them anyway.
Yeah. But yeah, the guy is apparently parallel to them now.
And he's okay with that.
As the cords disappear.
He wants
it challenge. Arouses him to think that he might have a challenge.
Yeah, it does. Getting a big banana off of it.
Whoa. Whoa.
Like you weren't thinking it.
That was a JD style joke. That was awesome.
Look, it's kind of hard to miss on considering that the entourage at the beginning of the episode was a banana and a pair of nuts.
Wow. How did I miss that?
I don't know, man.
And I'm like,
maybe you were looking at the banana too much.
Yeah, and they were all. I'm like, I am off my game this week, man.
Mm. Trying to go into juicy fruit.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh well.
Speaking of juicy fruit, at the juice bar, thing one and thing two have acquired a replacement seed, and they see what's his ass. Dude from red and one of the loser teams run off with another driver.
As we'll see,
it won't really matter after this episode anyway.
Yeah.
So apparently, well, Sid just ran out of good candidates to give drivers to.
Yeah, just whoever's left.
They had deep enough pockets so he could overlook their qualifications.
He hasn't been selling the drivers, though, has he?
No, he's just been giving them away.
Well, one of them, Kurakage, said he what. That he wiped them out, so I'm assuming he's charging them for the seeds at least.
Like, yeah, the seeds he's charging, but he's letting the drivers go. It's basically open beta.
I think like he even gave away the first lock seeds free. It's just like first one's free, then you got to pay up.
And they lost their first one, so now they have to pay.
Right.
The pipe is free, but the rocks cost cash.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of hard to use those lock seeds for unintended purposes without a belt. So it makes sense to distribute those freely to select candidates.
Well, the seeds work without the belt.
Not
you
that
get some
way,
additions
though.
Of the real world, remember?
You know, the whole point is the open beta of the rider system.
Right. Well, for their sake, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, betas always go well, so we'll be in good shape.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. So over on the right side of the tracks, Mitch has come home to his totally not shady brother putting a bunch of seeds in a briefcase along with a driver.
But then what does he do?
Oh, Big Bro gets phone call, and so Mitchie thinks, you know what? I bet he'd never miss this.
He swipes the watermelon.
Watermelon.
Something this dangerous and rare, he'll never notice if I take just one fifth of what's
just
in the case.
Just look at the preview. I think just how dangerous it is.
The Gundam seed?
Yeah, no. Actually, my watermelon arm's a little less now. Thanks for bringing that up.
At least it's not Gundam Seed Destiny. That would be even worse.
Most dangerous lock seed.
So now Jamie's making me jokes. And I'm making JP jokes.
What the hell?
JD, I think you should feel bad at this point.
I know, I do feel bad.
Ken should be delighted, but you should feel terrible.
I know, Ken should be excited, but I'm ashamed. That's just not my week.
Thing right.
Just not my week, kids.
Meanwhile, Paladin's just Paladin.
So, while Mitch is busy stealing a friend's brother that will never ever come up and bite him in the ass, across town in a creepily lit apartment, we see a bunch of military uniforms and medals and photos of scary-looking dudes in berets.
And at this point, I had a very good feeling about Orin.
Mm-hmm.
And a man wearing a lady's pink bathrobe.
And a do-rag. Don't forget the do-rag.
Yes, there is also a do-rag.
He has no hair.
I'm pretty sure he's got pantyhose on, but I'm not like 100%.
And so he's watching the local news, I guess, or whatever, thinking, you know what? All these riders are awfully boring. I should do something about that.
They're not true warriors.
This is why Don't Ask, Don't Tell is a good idea. Or not a good idea? No. Yes.
This guy's... Someone went over the medals and found that, okay, Pierre served in the French Foreign Legion and with the U.S. forces in Afghanistan and Vietnam.
Shit!
Dude's a f***ing
hard. How old is he?
Well, he's Japanese, so you can't really tell.
Not until he gets to 60 does he actually start to look his age.
He might be Skull for oldest rider.
That's why he doesn't have any hair. He's shaving it off because it turned gray and it makes him look old.
Right.
Which is what I love about this character. Is it? He's the biggest fruit, but he's also the hardest badass in the show.
It's great.
I know, that's the best part.
Everyone else is like, oh, look, we're street dancers. F*** you. I've killed people in wars.
Yeah, Magenta has commented that he loves writing Pierre.
I can kill people with my bare hands.
With his do-rag.
Right. In just one episode, he's become like my favorite writer of all time. Because that is fantastically creative writing.
It's a shame he might not be around for a while.
Well,
you've been saying that about everyone so far.
That's true.
Bravo doesn't have an official arms change toy or an official deluxe lock seed. So
Greedon didn't have one until this past week. So
Kurakage still doesn't either.
Exactly. So there you go.
There is a lock seed for him, though, isn't there?
Well, even if he disappears, I guarantee you he'll show up again at least one more time in the series to reuse the costume.
And die.
Oh, this costume is way too intricate for them to just toss it away.
Well, okay, speculation aside here, what's going on is that he's called a battle underneath the bridge, on the underneath the bridge set.
Where Kurakage and Gridan have been training, which is also awesome.
Mm-hmm.
By training, I mean Kurakage throws Gridan at the target.
Yeah.
His strategy is basically, okay, you stand here and absorb all the hits and bullets while I go around behind them.
This is also known as the Yellow 4 tactic.
Old Yeller 4.
But yeah, then Kota shows up also. He's like, the f*** going on here?
Well, no, he knows what the f***. Well, he's wondering where the writer fight is.
So the two nuts are wondering, how the hell did you get a driver? And so he explains. Team Red Hot was in my place, and they had a driver. I said, I'm taking that. Go away.
Because you suck.
And so he took it. He didn't charge them, though, which is, you know, nice. He let them have the platter for free.
Although, they resisted a little bit first, and he almost broke the dude's goddamn shoulder.
It was amazing.
So, yeah.
Are you sure it's almost? Because he doesn't look
either way.
There.
I love him. He's great. So, that's Morphin. It's time for Durant.
Yeah, and of course, durian is a nasty f***ing fruit, too. No.
Yeah, durians are gross. They're kind of gross. They're kind of like mangoes, in a way.
But the costume design is f***ing awesome.
Yes.
Roman Gladiator.
Yeah.
Well, Roman Gladiator.
Centurion, because durian.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's right.
Centurion.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you for
that's
that.
Good, actually.
Roman. Yep.
That is
it's
actually
in there.
Really f***ing clever.
Yeah.
Yep.
Damn.
So now let's get Mr. Dangerous.
Yes. Mr. Dangerous. And he busts their f***ing asses. He just... I don't know what the hell his weapons are. They're like swords crossed with maces, and they just look painful as f***.
His entire costume looks painful as f***. Were you to touch him at all?
Yeah, so he beats the shit out of him.
And that's the episode.
Yeah.
and then he moves on to Gaim.
See, and the interesting thing I'm noticing is, like, when they initially said, oh, we're dropping the two-episode format, I thought, oh, they'll be episodic episodes. Nope.
Soap opera style time.
It is completely serialized, which I kind of love.
Yes.
Yes.
Better.
It is a much needed formula change.
It's been like four episodes since we had a monster.
I mean, it's really kind of seeming like it's almost like bridging into writers as monsters, which we've kind of said as a possibility, but
I think they'd actually do it.
I suspect part of it, too, is that the first quarter of the series is going to be setting up the recurring writer cast, and then it will transition toward more typical monster
episodes. And that would be a way for them to, since writer is usually used to only having to make one monster suit for every 2 weeks of episodes, that would be a way to kind of parse that out while not really going more over budget than normal.
I'm going to go on a limb and say that we're not going to see a shift in monsters. I think we're going to see people team up and form clans of writers to get the whole Warring States thing going on again.
I think eventually, like, the whole dancing thing is going to start collapsing.
because start to collapse?
Well, I'm pretty sure it's already close to collapse after this week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You get Orin in here, who is not one of the dance teams at all. You're going to start to see more writers that are not related to beat writers.
Which even the like characters were aware of. Like, hey, he doesn't represent a writer team.
Yep. So but it'll start to become less team guy and more just common writer guy or armored writer guy.
And next week,
Watermelon Gundam.
Watermelon Arms.
Some seed. I'm sorry, I like that too much.
Yeah, that's pretty perfect.
Thank you, JD.
I saw the early reviews of the Watermelon Arms toy, and that looks pretty badass, too.
Back to Bravo for a second, though, but in the episode, he, like, bounces Kurokage off his head. That's amazing.
So how, like, movable is that Watermelon Arms toy?
Not very, from the looks of it.
That's kind of what I expected.
As movable as the Powerdizer that was released at the same scale.
Yeah, the Powerdizer. I like how, unlike the Powerdizer, they're waiting, like, 7 or 8 episodes to get this big, giant CG thing in there. That can maybe allow them to kind of parse it out a little bit better.
It's a real shame Wizard is in between them, because Powerdizer versus Watermelon Arms would be amazing in the next movie war.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Still not impossible, but yeah. No, it'll end up being Wizard's dragon versus the watermelon.
Who is inexplicably in the real world for some reason.
It worked for Superhero Wars.
Worked is a... like, what the f*** is that doing here?
Yep. It sure is.
Do not call that worked.
they worked it in. What?
Sure they did.
Oh, yeah. All right, so let's take a break.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're running way the hell behind. Thanks again, Paladin.
You're listening to Superhero Time.
Now I've got the power to deal with you putties.
Space Shoot is your last card against danger. Space Shoot you with the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Get your hands on Space Shooters. Launch up to 20 soft palm bits.
Space Shooters.
I win!
Get your hands on Space Shooters.
And now back to action with Superhero Time.
I was royally. I'm very disappointed that so far as the pictures go, there's only one female key.
Meh.
I mean, which is kind of expected, but it's also kind of like, really? Like, that's okay.
Well, how many notable American female rangers are there?
One.
There's Kimberly and Trini.
Jen?
Yeah.
Nobody remembers that much detail of Time Force.
Emma?
Gemma.
Gemma? Okay. I was going to say Emma.
If we wanted female ranger keys, we should have better female rangers.
Yeah. Well.
Maybe they could compromise and just do all yellows.
I kind of don't really understand why Sentai keeps doing pink anyway, since, you know, boys hate pink.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 9 out of 10 boys hate pink.
Because that's the color of girls.
Yeah, girl color. Even girls are like,
shit. Morphing for the cure.
Morphing for the cure? Yes.
JD, are you having a problem today?
Apparently. I didn't think I was.
You're allergic to Fort Max.
It must be.
Well, no, it's more that Fort Max is allergic to you.
I'm kind of impressed that the American Ranger Key's arms move up.
I am too. I was like almost not expecting that.
Like, why did they do that? They could have just made this so much simpler if they eliminated that feature.
Well, and not only do they move, but they move independently. I almost expected them to be on like
a single piece.
Yeah, yeah.
Through in a way that actually might be more helpful.
Mm-hmm, exactly, because now you have to move them up independently. It would have been nice, actually, if it would have had a bar going through it. And oh, God, I'm going to really have to psych myself up if I'm going to go and get that on Friday. Oh, God. All those people and children.
Just roll over them, JD.
You know,
people don't really take children on Black Friday, DG, because it's only by their Christmas presents.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? I guess they found a case or something in the back. They had two blasters and a sound blaster, or not sound blaster. That is the black one, isn't it? The black sound
new wave.
New sound wave.
Now, they've been showing up around here recently, too.
It's very strange.
It's distribution center backstock.
Along with Rippersnap. Yeah.
I was like, man, I wonder if these are worth anything. Oh, no, they're not. Okay.
No.
Nobody wants a $20 buzzsaw toy.
Well, I was more thinking the blaster. I thought it seemed to be at some point someone was looking for those, but.
Well
blaster was one per case, so that he was less common.
Versus three Grimlocks each.
God. Yeah, and
it's
that's
nicer toy than Grimlock.
Yeah,
that collector case with the Grimlock and the
ugh,
the Bruticus. Man, that is just flying off the shelves. Let me tell you.
Have you had a lot of shelf space underneath the flap?
Oh, I lifted it up. Yeah,
Because my toys Russ keeps most of them underneath those little airtight security wires. But I found one that was undone. And that is the ugliest color of gold they've used on Grimlock.
Mm-hmm. No, I looked under the skirt.
It's like a chrome version of the SHF gold on the Gold Ranger.
Mm.
For a samurai, that is.
Yeah.
Where it's green.
What was the...
Ooh, SIC Zagozo.
Zagozo.
He looks f***ing awesome.
Wait, I didn't see that. Where's that?
All the SICO stuff looks awesome.
Well, that's true, but
Tatama didn't
this one particularly.
Great. It does. Well, O's is really the best fit for SIC. I'm finding just
yeah.
Control. It is. Wow. It is like that. That is its niche.
It's the sweet spot.
Yes.
Mm.
Man,
love the sweet spot.
It does look awesome.
Man, full equipment Zagozo.
Holy shit.
I mean, that's
kick your ass.
Yeah. Much ownage.
Damn. That's impressive.
Zagozo.
Man, there's practically a whole other figure in there with that.
Although, somewhat disconcerting here is this second picture in the bottom row where he's got his fist extended and they're having to brace it up.
Well, yeah, it must weigh a lot.
Oh, no. I see that. He's doing a fist launch, it's not connected. Okay, that's fine. Then.
Okay.
I'm just here not defying gravity. Those elephant knee pads are awesome.
The feet.
The everything.
Yeah.
Those tusks are made from real ivory, by the way.
And that rhino horn is authentic rhino horn, but they whittled it down from one horn.
Perfect.
That's why this is a festival exclusive.
Just threw it on the trash.
Yeah, threw the rest out of the trash. Killed the rhino.
Just ground down to a powder on the floor. They swept out.
Took young virgin rhinos.
They huffed it.
We use the most humane method we could come up with.
Two more rhinos.
notice the most humane asterisk that we could come up with.
All I know is that when I die, I want a casket carved out of solid ivory with a panda skin interior.
And I
baby,
want my
baby panda skin.
On my hands crossed over my shoulder, over each other on my chest, doing the middle finger. Everyone walks by, and it's just double middle fingers. Hi. If you're seeing this, I'm dead. I hate you all. F*** you.
This is all going in the show somewhere.
Good.
I hope so.
This is all going in your mom somewhere.
Well, that's just a given.
She's like a baby. Everything she can reach just goes right inside.
God, you got to save that for an intro. That's too good. Like everything she can reach goes right inside.
JD, you know what happens when you repeat back things I've said, right?
Damn it.
JD, you know what happens when you repeat back things I've said, right?
Yeah.
Damn.
Son Goku.
I don't know what to think of the full version.
I like it.
I like it.
It's a little disjointed, but not necessarily unpleasantly so.
We've had a lot worse.
Yeah, it could have been like Attack on Titans full opening, which is
it was pretty
arrows.
Good. It was pretty
yeah,
good.
That's kind of what
singer
I was thinking of.
Smash Mouth came out and did his part, and I was like, what?
Well, it came back around.
Still no Gaim, I guess.
Well, I think that even at the rate it's going, even if we get episodes on Monday, it's almost probably going to be better to just do an episode a week and hold it.
Yeah, stay a week behind.
That way we know we have material.
It's just better to hold it.
Hold it in.
Don't go.
Just hold it.
Don't cause
feel the warmth.
That won't cause any problems later down the line.
No.
Don't say go, just hold it more.
Sometimes you just really can't.
Relax.
Hold it or go?
Don't go.
Sometimes you can't what?
Exactly. Son Goku.
Every time we get to the bridge, I can't not imagine them dancing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did that too!
The dance?
Yes.
You performed the dance?
I didn't. Well, I did it in my head. I was playing it this morning at work. I got my headphones on, and I'm like bopping along. Do that little slide move. But I'm in my chair. You know, I'm just sitting there.
And everybody's staring at you.
Thankfully, we're all in cubes/prisons in my area. I swear it's like we just like pop our heads around like we're in prison cells. The lady I work with is kind of funny because she just talks to herself. And like a lot of what we do
she
is reviewing.
Answer?
Oh, I don't answer. No. Well, no,
does
she does.
She answer herself?
She answered no. Okay. But it's kind of funny because I'll be sitting there. It's one of the reasons I wear headphones a lot. But so I'll be sitting there and she'll just. And a lot of what we do is review what other departments have done. And they're really stupid. So they always do dumb stuff. And she's just sitting there like, why did they. What are they thinking? why did they do that? And it's like, I'm just laughing. She's not talking to anybody. She's not talking to me. She's just she's just yelling at her monitor.
Nothing will beat the time that I was driving along and I saw some guy talking to himself angrily as he walked down the street.
Oh, those
in sign language.
In sign language? That's epic. It wasn't gang signs.
No, it was a conversation. The movements were far too precise to be random hand wavings.
Damn.
Wow.
I like how you just left that pause in there. He's like, he was talking to himself angrily. Wait 5 seconds in sign language.
Amazing.
Well, I mean, you don't jump straight to the punchline.
Of course.
Right. No.
That was just perfectly
It's all about adding it, you know.
Palin would jump straight to the punchline, and then over and over he would jump on it.
Right.
It's also kind of like, you know, when you're talking about the baby changing stations and bathrooms that have instructions written on them in Braille.
Wow. Hey.
Cause how did a blind person... Why is the blind person the best choice to change this baby right now? Did they arrive at the restaurant with the baby by themselves? How did they get there?
Possible. What? Well, you know, they can drive by echolocation, right?
They drive by Braille.
You're listening to Superhero Time Segway Off a Cliff.
Go on to the next exhibit.
No, let's go on a galactic adventure with
Power Rangers in space.
It's Battleized Power Rangers.
There's space armor and battle packs.
There's evil lurking in the craters up ahead.
Rev up the Galactic Rover.
Load up the Galaxy Gliders. And no terrain's too tough.
Moving on.
Imagine where your next space adventure will take you. With the Battleized Power Rangers in space and Galactic Rovers. Each sold separately.
It's time for Power Playback. Look for Power Playback every Friday on Twitter at superhero_time.
All right, so Power Playback this week. We finally have gotten to the point in our lives where Mega Ranger is subbed far enough along to get the original form of the Psycho Rangers. Something we've only been waiting over a decade for it.
And it's pretty much exactly the same.
Look, that's not important.
Oh, okay.
Well, Power Rangers in Space lacks one big thing.
Penis.
Kubota?
The old guy.
Yeah. All right, so Ken, why don't you do this summary? Because you watched this Raw, like, a decade ago.
Yeah, I don't remember a thing about any of these episodes from then, but yeah.
But you watched it subbed, so.
Oh, yeah, I watched it subbed.
Good enough. Get to work.
It'd be funnier if you didn't watch it subbed because you remembered watching it Raw.
Then I would probably just end up deciding the space episode and be halfway accurate.
Yeah.
Not this one.
Now, the in-space version basically replaces Kubota's major part in this with Zane, doesn't it?
I don't remember.
That's Zane. It probably wasn't that important anyway.
Of course, two episodes ago, we had the one where they got the everyone thinks Zane's dying plot, except in this one, it was just... Genta and Miku thinking he was dying.
Well, they are the stupid ones.
Yeah, and Silver had no idea they were thinking he was dying.
That's because he's not a douche.
Right.
And if he did,
he would have cleared it up right away.
But that's not the episode we're talking about, so Ken, why don't you...
Yes, Genta is using his digitizer as, a cell phone.
That's amazing. Everybody got lunch.
And of course, all of INET's hearing that too. So Kubota's like, what the f*** are you doing? Stupid f***ing kids. I swear to God.
I love Kubota.
Yes, he is the best mentor.
So he gets.
I must say, I am very impressed with Yellow's ability to down a ball.
Damn.
You were all thinking it.
So anyway, back at with the other Mega Rangers, they are talking about PDAs, this hot new.
They have the crappiest new cell phones on the planet.
And this other guy named Yasuda is pilling with his.
I like that at this point Kenta's still thinking that the digitizers are superior despite having, like, no screen.
No screen. Yeah, but they do turn them into superheroes.
Okay, so what they can do is make phone calls and turn them into Mega Rangers. I'm still thinking the PDA is a little more versatile of a tool. Because
if anybody knows about versatile tools.
So anyway, some troubles are going down. It appears the Mega Rangers are beating the f***ing shit out of some guys. Holy crap.
Oh, I think they were murdering them.
Knocking blood all over their mouths and all that fun stuff.
That was kind of great, actually.
Crushing it, it was. Crushing their skulls and... I love Mega Ranger. Anyway, so if you've seen Power Rangers in Space, you've seen most of this as the fake Mega Rangers beat the ever-loving shit out of them. Left, right, and sideways. Until they turn into the Neji Rangers. Neji Rangers. Whatever you want to call them.
And they look f***ing incredible.
As always.
Did they always have the ends on their belts, or did I just omit that from my memory?
They did.
Yeah, they were always there.
You probably just didn't notice because Psycho Rangers and... there's no end motif in space. But yeah,
right.
Always at the end.
It seems like I would have noticed and wondered about, but I guess not. I guess the Psych Ranger's awesomeness blinded me.
I noticed it, and I was like, okay, whatever, but these guys are f***ing awesome, I don't care.
It's kind of like the Z's all for Mighty Morphin.
That's a good rule to follow.
I think a bit more noticeable. And I always thought, oh, they're not stand for Zordon. That stupid child.
You were a stupid child.
Intro quotes.
But,
both of you.
But actually notices these power suits as they Mega Rangers get the shit out of them some more and get, their minds sucked. Luckily, Mega Silver decides to grace everybody with his presence and saves them.
And he manages to do it within 2 minutes, too. Good for him.
Well, they've already fixed that. He fixed that problem 2 episodes ago.
Yes. There's your 10 seconds of Mega Silver for the episode.
Yeah. And it'll be that way
you
for
can
every...
You tell it's Sentai because his silver suit is actually silver.
And it'll be that way for every episode until Mega Ranger's over from this point.
Yes, it will. Now they fix the problem.
He appears less.
But anyway, Kubota tells them about an old friend of his who got sucked into a computer.
He told them about this, like, 20 episodes ago, too, didn't he?
Yeah.
So his best friend is basically Grimlord. Am I getting that right?
I don't know that yet.
No, the audience knew that 20 episodes ago.
And even if you just go into this episode, you're like, that's Hinalar, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, they have the same face.
Subtle it is not, because the Neji Rangers show up back at the...
Hit on both that guy's lab and the space TARDIS, both have that glowing neon ball.
Wait, isn't the space TARDIS already a space TARDIS?
Yeah.
When is the space TARDIS?
Not anymore.
Space TARDIS.
Oh, wait, you said no Doctor Who spoilers.
It's a space TARDIS when it's a space TARDIS. TARDIS. TARDIS?
Yeah. Damn it.
I think JD's drunk.
I wish I was drunk.
But yeah.
Intro quote.
I think I have that already. Or maybe that's for Mickey, I don't know.
So the Mega Rangers, yada yada yada, replace Hinalar with Astronema and the chick with Elgar, and you pretty much got the same scene here.
What?
Except we lose because we added Elgar.
Yes, we do.
God.
So anyway, the Neji Rangers are monitoring basically all cell phone traffic now.
It wasn't this episode used split into two for in space.
Possibly
they cut here and there. I think. But anyway, so,
think
so they
that
tracked
much cell phone okay. strike with the monitor on Earth in 1995.
Okay,
so, they
so
down random
I remember
high school student that had the PDA earlier and beat the shit out of him. Because...
Yeah, I remember. I remember in space they did the communicator chime trigger thing, but they also did one that was based on voice match. And I think that was two separate occasions.
Yeah, but they're basically going around and beating the shit out of anybody with a PDA.
Those, I think they killed those two girls.
Yes, they totally did.
Yeah.
Like, those feet were not moving. I'm pretty sure they're dead.
Oh, yeah. Do you think they broke their necks?
Mm-hmm.
Looking at it now.
Yeah.
That's...
It would have been better if there would have been, like, just slight foot twitch. Like, one of the feet just went...
90 centile, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
People die.
So they murder some more people, and Kubota's like, oh, this is not good. So they shut down all communications and block the Mega Rangers out of being able to transform, and Kubota just barges into the school.
I love that he just shows up. He's like, don't!
Don't touch that. Don't touch that.
You'll die.
That's what she said.
Let us help you. No.
I'm going to go on my own to track down this guy. Are you f***ing insane? We saw them murder people.
Uh-huh.
Nope.
And he is a little bit insane, to be honest.
Can't stop, won't stop. And he goes. Naturally, the kids chase after him, but he ends up
in a cab.
I almost thought Kenta got shot in the head for a second. The way his head just snaps back, and it sounds like a gunshot went off.
Wow. Like JFK.
Pop. Sure. But Kubota gets confronted by Hinalar, and he's like, oh, shit, it is you. To the surprise of nobody in the audience.
Yeah. Right.
And although I know it's like a really cheap special effect, I kind of like the way they do the hologram there.
And I like this twisting, the statue twisting effect as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's totally not 90s level CGI at all.
But,
of course it's not.
Koichiro, being the actual leader, gets an idea and pages the folks up in the megaship to send out the tank. Because that's not good for anything.
I actually forgot about this stupid thing.
Yeah. But don't worry, so did Mega Ranger.
I guess they sold all of them by that point.
Probably. Send out the tank. The what?
The dentist tank.
How do you forget
it has its
you
own
have a
song.
Tank?
We have a tank?
We should use that more often.
Why don't we use a tank?
But they use that moment to transform and break in, only to have the Ned Ranger show up anyway. Well,
they gained at least 15 seconds from that distraction.
Yeah,
that was the whole plan though, because the fear was the Ned Rangers would show up before they finished transforming and kill them while they were still vulnerable.
Right,
so
they
only wanted.
When they're fully transformed.
Yeah, they die with their suits on, which they almost do a good job of.
They die with
their
pants on.
The Ninja Rangers beat the ever-loving shit out of them.
Now, and of course, in that final scene with the suits sparking and them falling down, Blue suit actor is definitely doing the best out of any of them.
Yeah.
He's certainly the most animated.
Yes,
but anyway,
he is actually reacting to... the location of where the sparks are coming from.
Anyway, the Hinalar notices that Dark Spectre is getting his power drained, so he...
Don't you mean Sauron? Because that's kind of the impression I'm getting.
Really, they're all kind of the same. And that saves the Mega Rangers' asses. Akita's all like, sorry, we did what you told us not to do, and we got our asses kicked anyway for it.
We suck.
Yeah, we totally should have listened to you.
Roll thumb. Listen to Kubota.
Man, your life wasn't in danger at all, was it?
You're fine, and we're almost dead.
Teenagers, ladies and gentlemen. They're really well. I mean, that's pretty well.
And next week, please. Carlos on call.
Except with Kenta on call.
Oh, yeah, big difference.
Looking at that, I can kind of understand, like, I can understand replacing Carlos for instead of Andros in that plot, because Andros isn't going to give a
Yeah, he has nothing to lose.
Who cares?
Still, how many episodes were the Neji Ranger in?
10, I think.
Damn, that many?
That's exceptional for Japan.
It's a lot less than I thought, actually.
Well, this is episode 38. It's not like there's that many episodes left for them to be in.
Yeah. Maybe it's 8, but two of them are come later after they get destroyed the first time.
Right.
Yeah.
But of course, I mean, them and then all the final confrontations basically make up the climax, if I remember right? More or less.
Let's go with yes, since Fort Max isn't answering.
But anyway, watching this episode, it still poses the question. It's like the one thing Gokaiger missed.
Right.
It's the obvious thing.
I have to just assume that Japan doesn't care about the Neji Rangers or Mega Ranger that much.
No, or it's possible the suits were, for whatever reason, destroyed in the interim between Mega Ranger and Gokaiger.
I think it's more like they lost the suits entirely.
Yeah, like Gokaiger did a lot of things that I'm not entirely sure Japan cares about.
Although, I guess Saban would have had to lose the suits also, because Saban had copies of them to shoot with.
Oh god, what if Saban was the one that lost them?
Sure, let's blame it on Saban. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Or Disney.
Blame Disney. Didn't they destroy a lot of the props and stuff?
What they destroyed were a lot of monster suits that were just and already in terrible condition due to being gold.
So that's probably stuff that Japan said, yeah, we can't save that. Just get rid of it.
They did redecorate one of the monster Psycho Red for first episode of Lightspeed.
Yeah. That doesn't really help for the Psycho Rangers themselves.
Yeah, it doesn't really help. Yeah,
no. I want to say
really
that...
It doesn't really help it either.
I want to say that suit also appeared later on in another series also as a filler monster. Or maybe it was one of the other Psycho monsters, but I don't think those were only used for them. But yeah, let's blame it on Disney that there weren't any Psycho Rangers in Gokaiger.
Sure.
Because that works.
And it's sad, too, because, like, the setup
everyone's up for blaming Disney's.
Like, this setup is there in Mega Ranger because just, like, because nothing
absolutely.
Got cards.
Plus, you know, instead of Psycho Ranger, Ranger keys.
Yeah. Or just Bosco finding the cards and, like, hey.
Well, they'd have to be Ranger keys.
That could have been amazing.
They'd have to be Ranger keys, though, because otherwise he couldn't put them in his trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
His trumpet
is such a euphemism, but it's not.
It is.
They would become Ranger keys.
And there is still no toy of that trumpet.
And there never will be.
Sad trombone.
Sad trumpet.
We should have had a trombone to bring the Psycho Rangers back to life.
Sad trumpet. Taps.
Fun fact, they don't actually play taps, those trumpets. It's actually just a recording. They just press a button and hold it.
So it's like the Dragon Dagger toy.
Basically, yes.
That's kind of depressing.
Well, it's hard to play the trumpet. It's not hard to press a button on an iPod.
Surprise sometimes.
That's a good point, though. Pressing a button on an iPod is a lot easier than playing a musical instrument.
The things you will learn on this show.
You can say that again.
So what terrible
things
thing
you will learn in this show?
Bosco.
Huh?
I heard what terrible thing and then Bosco.
Yeah, just add in Super Mega Force in between there. What do you think will happen to him in the Americanization?
He'll be a monster suit and nothing else.
Okay, that's a good start.
You know. What do you think is going to happen?
It'll be Decker.
Wait. It'd be Tommy.
Yes. Yes, that would be amazing.
Tommy turns around and kills all the older Rangers after the Legend War sequence.
Yes, because he wants all the powers for himself, so he's the single star.
Jason, they might go for that.
Or he gets put under a spell again.
He's kind of due to be turned to be put under an evil spell.
And the Thunder Rangers would also be under his spell again and working with him.
What happened, what, 3-4 times? In...
Yeah. Just like every other week. Well, are they back under a spell yet?
I mean, they had the team up and it's the other three.
Because those guys were under a spell at the time.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. I was under a spell.
It's like having a Mac.
Yeah.
Having a Mac is like being under an evil spell.
You just can't help yourself.
It makes you into kind of an asshole.
F*** you.
He was right.
See?
And Paladin ruins the joke again by explaining it.
Paladin's secretly a Mac user.
Ooh. You know, that would explain a lot of things. Like how he's an asshole.
Does not explain how he doesn't... His audio doesn't go over the place, though.
He's on a Mac. His audio can't go all over the place.
But what I like is that Mickey's on a different Mac that... And it still has the same problem.
Well, that's Skype.
With a newer version of Skype.
Skype, USB microphone, and a Mac. That's the magic combination. Yep. With that combination, anyone can be a Cylon too. Although, Mickey has not done that yet this week.
No?
And I never will.
Why, are you on the Windows thing now?
No, I'm just... Figure if I said I never will, then that means I'd instantly go into it.
Well, I mean, the show's almost over.
You could start using the Windows laptop for doing the show just to, you know, avoid the Cylon.
I could, but laptops are the devil.
Why?
Let's mount the keyboard and the monitor in a position that's inconvenient to use either.
He makes a good point.
Okay, so by that logic, how would you recommend mounting them to be better while still being in a portable format?
Anally.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Well, okay.
You know, the second I heard mounting, I knew it was going to end anally.
Intro quote.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I mean, I know it's kind of on purpose, but I'm not going to pass that up. Half the stuff I record now is on purpose anyway. So we kind of need a power playback for next week, don't we?
Oh, God.
I thought we were just going to keep on powering through the Ninja Rangers.
Well, we can. We might have to take a break from that as we get around Christmas when the Cocker Ranger episode comes out.
The episode should be out tonight.
See, so we'll have to take a break
then,
for that around Christmas.
I guess we know what we're doing.
No, that's going to be the Christmas episode.
Yeah, it's too early to do that. No.
Too soon.
I mean,
I don't know. Walmart put out Christmas stuff like a month ago, so it's probably not too early.
Do we want to be like
yes,
Walmart?
It's too early.
Do we want to be like Walmart and hold a food drive for our less fortunate podcast hosts?
Walmart of podcasting?
I think that's all of us. Depends on what you mean by less fortunate. You mean financially?
Daisy lives in Oklahoma.
Okay. I don't think we need to have a food drive for JD.
No, I'm good.
Man, you guys.
And carve him up.
Oh my God, cannibalism? Wow.
Jesus, that's dark.
Damn. Wow, I am never getting lost on an island with you guys. That's like...
Well...
We're hungry. There's JD. There's all these coconuts.
Well, something to wash it down with.
You guys suck.
Your last words.
Sucks to your ASMR.
Oh, God.
Literary references.
Yep. No one got that. That's awesome.
No, I was just thinking we could, like, make sweet and sour JD.
Yeah.
So, latest Giga Beetle.
Okay.
It's not even a photo.
It saved us from the cannibalism.
I don't get this.
So you wouldn't. The lion Zodiard had a habit of crushing his nuts.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was always shown fondling a pair of nuts.
Oh.
That were presumably his own.
Oh.
And that he'd crushed them in his hands.
We don't know. They might have been visible somewhere.
I said presumably.
Nut bros.
Wow.
That we're calling them.
When you presume, you make a press out of you and me.
Ugh. That sounds unpleasant, Mickey.
Of course it sounds unpleasant.
So, what can we watch for Power Playback next week besides the Japanese version of Carlos on Call?
How about episode 2 of Go Onger, because I want to watch that.
We could just watch Carlos on Call.
No, I'm down for episode 2 of Go Onger.
More Go Onger is never a bad idea.
I'm basically happy at any time to watch Go Onger, so...
Well, there you go.
I can't argue with Go-Onger.
Can we make Fort Max sing an engine rap?
I don't even have to download anything. So go.
So Fort Max, can we make Fort Max sing an engine rap?
I thought someone else already called dibs on engine rapping.
That would have been me.
Yeah, Mickey.
I'm regretting that right now.
And, you know, Mickey said he wanted to do the full-length 17-minute version.
Right.
Yeah, but not all at once.
No, it has to be all in one take.
That's not the way I heard it.
We specified this at the time you made the statement.
I can't be held to promises I make while I'm drinking.
I think promises that you make while you're drinking should be able to be viable when you are also drinking. So if
that's probably true, actually, yes.
So when aren't you drinking on the show?
So as long as you carry it out while you're drinking, it should count.
And I don't think we would get Mickey to sing the engine rep while he's sober anyway, so...
Exactly. So this should not be a problem.
I mean, he's got to be pretty plastered to actually do that.
He would probably be more accurate. What's sober?
I mean, even if he just does one engine rep... You know, the only real bad part of that is the, you know, fast rap part toward the end.
Do I get to throw an orange to you guys?
If you can toss it that far, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so assuming we're only going to do one verse, which engine are you going to rap?
I assume number one, because that's the one featured in the episode.
And he is the best one.
He has a tank full of courage, you know.
Mm-hmm. And he wins the race.
Most often, yes. Poor Burka only won once. In the entire damn series.
Yeah.
And he was so surprised and happy when it happened, too.
Well, usually stone people are surprised and happy about most things.
Yeah, so Go Onger 2. It's going to be a special treat next week. And then, mysteriously, on Sunday night, Mickey will call in sick.
Mm-hmm.
Like Fort Max did that first time he was supposed to sing something for us. That wasn't suspicious at all.
Hey, I've already sung on the show before.
You have?
I muddled my way through the countries of the nation.
That's right.
Something.
And you were drunk then, too.
Yes, the countries of the nation. I know what I said.
That's about how well that song went when you performed it, too.
Countries of the nation.
Wow. Isn't there an O in country?
No, there's no country for O men.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Never did want to live forever.
As in as I'm having an omen? Too deep? Okay.
I bet, JD, I bet that was brilliant in your head.
It did.
Don's going to laugh at that joke.
Don would think that's hilarious.
Yeah, you're making Don-grade jokes tonight, JD.
I am way off my game. I'm sorry.
Hmm.
These are like the type of jokes you get in like a joke book aimed at second graders.
Yeah. It's been a bad week, y'all.
I think the awesomeness of the Gundam seed threw us all off a little bit.
Yeah. That was the high for me for tonight, really.
Yeah, and that was just Ken caliber jokes.
Yeah. Whew. Man, I will be Shame. Better next week.
Shame.
Things will be better next week.
Yeah, because you'll have therapy.
I do have therapy next week. Thank you.
What, hair conditioner?
No. I see my shrink next week.
Oh, I thought you meant like the therapy hair conditioner.
No.
It's about L'Oreal or something, isn't it? Because your hair could use more body.
Probably. My body like, could use less body.
Just like Ken. Eating? Ken.
It's always Ken.
Is that pork rinds?
Didn't even Probably. Wait like 10 minutes.
He can't ever remember to hit mute before he crunches some pork rinds on us.
No, I remember most of the time. This is the one time I don't.
Mm-hmm. No, because this has come up like every week for the past several weeks you've actually been here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It was so quiet when you had to work those two Monday nights.
Yeah, it was almost like you weren't here.
Yeah, Paladin could talk whenever he wanted.
And you should have heard the deep, profound things coming out of Fort Max's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It was like Catcher in the Rye, but about Gundam.
I'm sorry.
Post between that, please.
Okay, hang on.
Oh. Amazing.
There we go. And just a couple of retweets. There we go.
Mm-hmm. Giga Beetle's new best.
Oh, what Giga Beetle do?
I just Look. Linked it.
Oh my god. Brilliant.
You're Spider-Man.
Where did he get the little bottle of alcohol?
Really? That's what you're questioning?
That was a glass of bourbon. That wasn't a bottle. I don't know where he got the bottle.
Miniature kits.
Yeah.
Hobby grade miniature things are f***ing insane. You can get anything you want to any scale. You just have to pay an awful lot of money for it.
That's always
like I think I saw a completely plush leather couch for $80 for figure art scale.
Wow.
And see, it's the kind of thing you'd want to own just to say that you do own this real leather plush couch in figure art
112 scales.
Yes. Yeah. You know, you want to be able to say that your action figures have nicer furniture than you do in your own home.
Right.
God, that sounds really sad.
It does, doesn't it?
Well, you know. It's okay,
like
though,
if
Mickey.
If I wasn't getting laid regularly, that would really bum me out.
It's okay, though, Mickey, because you have a lot of toys. So that balances it out. It's fine. So I think that's our show for this week.
Yeah.
Hooray, it's over.
Hooray.
Considering how late Paladin made us start, we're actually not running too late in the actual recording session. So, in the end, it all really kind of did work out.
Well, it helped that Ken's summary didn't take longer than the episode.
Like I know, Ken's gotten a lot better about that in his last 2 years with us.
I'm not sure.
The secret is to skip parts.
Yeah. Like, I think it should be out of them. Okay.
It's kind of sad because
funny in this scene. Move on to the next.
It's sad though because I had the bumper made superhero time. Just watch the shows. It's shorter. And I can't really use it anymore.
Even JD's gotten shorter.
Yeah, because I just forget shit.
And, you know, when Paladin does it, he's too angry about being made to do a summary to actually get all the details in there anyway.
I get most of the important stuff.
We can make Fort Max start doing summaries again.
He just wants it to be over with.
I save Fort Max summaries for when I want to make one or more of you suffer for some specific thing.
That's our punishment.
That's you know, just wait till your father comes home bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much. The upside is it makes Fort Max suffer also. It's not just, you know, the target.
It's like collateral damage.
It's like having a gun that feels bad when you shoot it.
Oh, God.
It's like a gun has like an AI chip implanted into it.
And there's your other intro quote right there.
Or, you know, just a gun that can feel the pain of the bullet going down the cylinder.
Mm. You would be into that.
Like it heals as it heals over a little bit.
Yeah.
Not completely, just enough to survive.
Yeah, the wound stays fresh so that it hurts more the next time.
Every time hurts more.
Yeah.
Are we talking about Wolverine now?
Yes.
So, are you calling Fort Max Wolverine?
Well, there's an interesting thought.
Huh.
He's the best there is at what he does, and what he does is encoding video.
Bob.
Fort Max, give us a good quality gene.
Gene!
No, now you also have to call someone a dingo.
But
I don't call Wolverine ever doing that.
Pride of the
X-Men. Not Space Australian.
Oh.
Yeah, Wolverine was randomly Australian in Pride of the X-Men.
That's
Canadian. Close to Canada, though, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Canada? That's that island to the northwest of Canada, right?
Totally.
No, that's Alaska.
Way north.
They can see Russia from their backyard.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Go to tokupodcast.com for show notes and to listen to previous episodes. Find us on iTunes or download our Android app at tfradio.net/android. Follow us on Twitter for show updates, weekly power playback, and more at superhero_time. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2013.
Tyranno Ranger got old.
And Terra Ranger got younger.
You mean Petra Ranger, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, he's kind of beefy now, ain't he?
Damn. Yeah.
Huh. It's kind of like the transition of Jason from first season of the show to Forever Red.
Or to current day.
Well, it's basically the same thing.
Yeah. It's like, no. That's your dino buckler, not a cheeseburger.
You watch your dino debuckle, not the chair.
I like how this article points out that his costume is different from his 92 costume. I think that's because the old one doesn't fit him anymore.
Yeah.
Well, and also, you know, it's probably burned at some point in the last 20 years.
We add panels to the sides.
Well, you know, Austin St. John wore it for a while, and yeah, I don't know if I put it on after that. He was always kind of sweaty looking.
Sweaty looking.
He's got a sheen on his forehead in most scenes. I don't think is makeup related.
That's grease.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like, you know, Tommy's hair grease, but yeah, it's not great.
He insisted that before every scene, his forehead would be oiled. No
That's
one
a weird
knows why.
Clause to have in your contract.
Oh, come on. Like, Saban would allow any demands in the contracts.
Oh, like they had contracts.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, they did.
And it was, we pay you not much.
We pay you not much. Wow.
I want that to be the actual wording of it. Like, I want that to be the whole body of the contract. We pay
like
you not
small
much.
Small font or large font?
Small-ish font, just right in the middle of the sheet of paper. It's double spaced, though, so it takes up more room on the page.
It should be in Latin, though. Things seem more legal in Latin.
What would that be in Latin, Fort Max?
Well, if I know.
Aren't you an engineer?
You didn't take Latin in high school?
Aren't you an engineer?
Oh.
Well, that's the language of engineering.
Okay, you're not an engineer right now, but aren't you trying to be an engineer?
Look, engineer, not biologist.
Damn it, Jim.
Well,
I'm an engineer, not a linguist.
Well, you work at Amazon, just go find a book about it.
Yeah, they got the whole library in that place you work, right?
Just use the Dewey Decimal System. You'll be fine.
No. The problem is that I think the place where they keep the books is where they also run the Kiva system, and I don't want to end up in any rivers. They actually have a thing called the Kiva system.
What does it do?
Do you travel back in time and abort yourself?
I don't know, and I don't know.
Paladin
asks,
hopefully.
It doesn't sound very interesting.
But what does it do?
It's full of these little robot things that move these giant shelves around.
Oh, and that okay. Actually just sounds kind of awesome.
Full of these little robot things that move
the
shelves
around. They're like overgrown Roombas that go around on the floor, then they'll race up a little to carry haul shelves around.
Could you ride on one of those?
Sounds amazing.
Probably.
Can they get fingers caught in them?
No, the conveyor belts are elsewhere.
No, but are they big enough that you could, surf around on them as they run? Do people do that?
They do not like people riding the Kivas.
Of course they don't like it, but do people do it anyway?
They do not like people riding.
Fort Max, have you done that yourself?
No.
Are you only saying that to avoid liability?
No.
Are you only
Notice
saying
the
that?
Hesitation there.
No, there's other reasons involved as well.
Are you
According
only saying that because you want
to
keep your
Amazon,
job?
He is not allowed to confirm
or deny.
I am pretty sure you do not want those things anywhere near running water, at least.
Yes.
This place sounds more and more awesome the more you talk about it.
Amazon's Kiva sounds a lot more interesting than, Kiva.
Do they have, Jacob's ladders on every shelf?
Now, now the Kivas are orange, so...
Ooh. I like orange things.
And then also, the place also has miles of conveyor belts.
I don't care about conveyor belts.
You've lost his interest.
So you can play real life Bomberman in it? Drop a firecracker and carry it down to someone else and blow them up?
Probably.
Could you hop on a kangaroo and ride it around?
I don't think they stalk kangaroos.
The f*** useful is Amazon then? Jesus.
But they have everything!
Apparently not!
Now this is one of the Dallas area warehouses. The ones in Australia might carry them.
This is a tragedy. I demand to be able to get a kangaroo with my Amazon Prime.
And now I'm just picturing Fort Max riding a kangaroo around.
Oh god. With packages in the pouch.
I was just going to ask if Fort Max would be riding on the back or riding in the pouch.
Totally in the pouch.
Now, what if the kangaroo was riding on a pair of Kivas?
Why would it do that? It can jump.
Yeah. I'm imagining Fort Max with his hands clutched on the lip of the pocket going, "Wee!"
Yeah, there's no point riding a kangaroo if the kangaroo's going to be riding something else.
Unless it's using a pogo stick.
It's just like a Russian doll thing. And that's just...
Yes. Fort Max can ride a kangaroo that is hopping on a pogo stick. I will allow this.
But how is he going to hold the pogo stick while he's wearing boxing gloves?
Maybe Fort Max can reach out from the pouch and hold the handlebar of the pogo stick. The kangaroo can have its feet on the pogo stick, and then the kangaroo is free to have boxing glove hands. I think this will work.
Ken is unimpressed.
Ken's probably eating.
He's eating pork rinds again. He's just politely muting this time.
No, I'm here.
He's just ready to go.
I'm unimpressed by your pogo kangaroo.
He's just thinking, I wish I had a kangaroo.
And a pogo stick.
Then he types it into Amazon and goes, oh, crap, I forgot. Can't order it from there.
T-Table Super Hero Time!
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.